facts of the case and the law that's presented by the judge. So it's even more difficult, Kevin, to get a jury verdict reversed. I don't know that it would happen, but I will tell you that even the judge himself, as I said before, I'll repeat myself, even the judge, and this is extraordinary for a judge during the course of a trial to say, okay, this is a problem, this could be reversible error. I'm not going to stop the trial. You may recall Chauvin's lawyer asked him to declare a mistrial, and he denied that motion but acknowledged this may be a problem after all that publicity came out with Maxine Waters and others.
And the change of venue strategy, is it one that can work?
Yes, oh, definitely. Fundamental due process, just rule of law, fundamental due process, you have a right to have a fair trial, is the foundation of our trial system in this country. And a forum can be very, very important in terms of whether you ever get that fair trial, because the jurors come from that forum. The jurors who are sitting and judging Chauvin were from that community. And if the community has been so tainted by either pretrial publication or publications and statements during the course of the trial, remember, the jury was not sequestered. These kind of statements were coming out and being made publicly. The jury probably heard them. Their family members probably heard them. And that's just fundamental to having due process under the law. The right to a fundamentally fair trial, as opposed to moving it to a different county, in a different part of the state where it wasn't such a hotbed, where George Floyd had been had died and where all of the protests occurred.
And just in our final minute, would there be like a mini trial where you'd call witnesses and I heard about that. I saw Maxine Waters on TV, blah, 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 blah. Would it have to be a mini trial, or how would you do that?
So the appellate court would just be reviewing the record that was made in the trial court. Chauvin's lawyer made a record. He, first off, before the trial even started, he said, I can't get a fair trial here because of all the pre-trial publicity. And he would have already put all that evidence into a motion that he would have filed with the trial court. There would have been, statements, and there would have been video, and there would have been newspaper reports, all the stuff that happened before the trial started right there in where the trial was occurring. So that's already in the record. The appellate court would review that and see if the judge made a mistake, a legal mistake. Given what's in the record, should the judge have moved this trial as requested by the defense? And in addition to that, the defense counsel then also put on evidence of Maxine Waters and others making statements during the course of the trial. And that all went into the record with another motion saying to the judge, Judge, you've got to declare a mistrial. We can't get a fair trial here. And the appellate court would look at everything that's in the record. They wouldn't have a little mini trial. It's already in the record, Kevin. There's already the witnesses there. There's already the evidence there. They just have to determine whether this district court judge made a mistake in not granting those motions.
Like I say, I always learn something when I'm on with Mark Hutchison. Mark, if I don't talk to you next week, you have a great 4th of July. We will talk again soon, I promise. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
There you go. Mark Hutchison, a founding partner, Hutchison & Stephan Law Firm, and a former Nevada lieutenant governor. I love having him on the show. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:31, as we check out our traffic cams here one more time on the commute home. Typical rush hour flows as you work your way on the 15 through the resort area. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour. You'll touch the brakes there north 15 at Tropicana, South 15 at Oakey. Very sluggish through there. Congestion on the 515, westbound at Eastern, northbound at Pecos. You'll touch the brakes there, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange as you approach the bowl. 515 north at Galleria Drive. Watch for some shoulder activity. That's 15 south at Cactus. And slow on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Big West Conference announcing that they have signed a multi-year agreement to hold the conference basketball tournaments, men's and women's, at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson beginning this March. The tournament was held this year at Michelob Ultra Arena at Mandalay Bay as a result of California's pandemic restrictions. And now with the Big West coming to the Las Vegas area, that means the Big Sky Conference is the only Division I conference based west of the Rockies to not hold its basketball tournaments in Southern Nevada. The Vegas Golden Knights, their season comes to an end. They lose to Montreal yesterday by a 3-2 score, and they end up losing that series in six games. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Now is the perfect time to get a complimentary wealth planning review from a Fidelity representative. They can discuss ways to help grow and protect your wealth, from year-round tax-smart guidance to finding the balance between risk and reward across all your investments. Schedule an appointment to learn more about Fidelity's one-on-one approach to wealth management. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So much going on here locally. Resort World opened up last night. I was not there. I was watching the Golden Knights lose. And that's sad, but hey, there is always next year. There is always next year, and that's good. But it was also a busy day, and really a busy week in our nation's capital. In fact, I had a chance to visit with Tommy Hicks. If you don't know who Tommy Hicks is, he is the second in command. I don't know if he's second in command. He's co-chair of the Republican National Committee, and I asked him. The U.S. Senate was very, very busy. They had that test vote on H.R. 1, and I asked him about a busy week in the U.S. Senate and what actually happened.
Well, I mean, what you're seeing the Democrats try to do is, I mean, I think you're talking about the election, the federal elections. They want to make sure that Washington, D.C. controls federal elections, and that's not how it was designed to be. They want more power for the powerful, and that's what this movement, this America First movement, was all about. It was taking power away from Washington, D.C., away from the coastal elites, and giving it back to the American people where it belongs.
Tell me about SB1 and what it would do in America, how it would fundamentally change how we do things.
Oh, you'd see nationwide ballot harvesting. You'd see our tax dollars go to pay for campaigns of these career politicians who most of whom have never signed the front of a paycheck or created any value, people who worship Washington. it goes down the line, and this is something that the RNC is going to fight hard all over the country, and we've got elected officials who are going to fight hard for this as well. And the only way to ensure that the Democrats don't keep trying to do this is to win in the midterms in 2022. And I'll tell you what, I'm very optimistic about that.
Where is it that it says, and only because it's the way it's always been done, that elections have always been run at the local level, the state, the county, the city level. And I guess my question is it embedded somewhere in the Constitution, or is it just the way we've always done it?
Well, it says in the Constitution that the states shall run their elections. And I don't have the exact language, but I can guarantee you if the Democrats continue to try to push this forward, there will be lawsuits. It will go to the Supreme Court. And I believe that the Supreme Court will find that we're on the right side of history here.
Can you give me a sense of where we are in the process of H.R. 1, S.B. 1?
Well, we're going to stop it. They don't have the votes they need to get through the filibuster. So it's been stopped for now, but that doesn't mean the Democrats are going to keep trying. We've got to win in 2022.
Well, the president says he's willing to use reconciliation on the infrastructure bill, the second infrastructure bill. What is your sense of the strength of the Biden argument that we'll do the infrastructure bill that was announced yesterday, but we're going to have this second bill in tandem that's going to be what I call the social welfare bill?
I think even some of the Democrats who are so-called moderates are going to start to balk at some of this. They're going to start looking forward to their own elections coming up in 2022. That's why it's so important for us to keep recruiting good candidates, keep recruiting people in our grassroots, and making sure that they hear from the American people that this will not stand.
I want to ask you about fundraising, because fundraising is so much a part of what you folks do at the Republican National Committee. Are we ahead of schedule, behind schedule? It's an off election year. Where are we precisely?
Well, we're ahead of schedule. We're really happy with what we have been able to raise this year. I think the American people, again, are waking up, and that includes our donors. And these are people who donate $5. These are people who donate a lot more than that. And they understand how important it is for us to build this national team who will go out across each and every state. You know, all states are in play in the midterms. And we're really excited about flipping the House and taking back the Senate.
I've got to ask you, because it's breaking news today, Kamala Harris, 93 days into their presidency, the Biden administration sending Kamala Harris down to the border. She spent all of 5 hours in El Paso, Texas. What did she learn in 5 hours, pray tell?
Well, she learned how to pose for a great photo op. I don't think she got any work done. She's never taken the border crisis seriously. Just last month, we had over 180,000 people apprehended, most of which were 600 miles away from where she decided to stop by. So she clearly doesn't do her homework. She doesn't know what this crisis is and who it affects. And that's why you're seeing a Republican mayoral candidate win in McAllen, Texas, a few weeks ago. People have woken up.
Let me just ask you, and again, by the way, Tommy Hicks joining us, the Republican National Committee National Co-Chair. This whole thing seems so simple. Do the American people get it when it comes to immigration reform, that what President Trump did was right and it stopped it? And the numbers, are, in fact, I heard the president on Newsmax today talking about how, the policies that he imposed worked. But do the American people get it, you think?
They get it, and that's why we're seeing record amounts of new Republican voters register. And that's why we're out there building our grassroots army that'll tell the truth when the mainstream media continues to lie about how serious this crisis is. And President Trump and Republicans did have it fixed, and Joe Biden on Inauguration Day waved his hands up in the air and said, come on in, our house is your house.
Man, that is so sad. the state of the Republican Party, you know, folks on the other side are always quick to say, oh, you have, you know, a fracture in the Republican Party, and you got the Mitt Romneys, and you got the, I'm just curious, the state of the Republican Party in 2 minutes or less.
The Republican Party is as strong as ever. People, again, are waking up to, what how radical the Democrats are. We're seeing strong fundraising numbers. That's a great sign for what how united we are. We have some candidates and some elected officials who disagree on things. I wish sometimes we could do that behind closed doors, because the media and the Democrats do want to exploit that and say that we are divided. But I'm telling you, you know, just met with Ron McDaniel for a while. We are seeing great signs across the country with unity for the Republican Party.
There you have it, Tommy Hicks, the national co-chair, works with Ron McDaniel at the Republican National Committee. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get some phone calls. A lot of you have been holding very patiently, and I thank you for that. You want to join in? We've been all over the map today, and you can go anywhere with us. It's okay. No, I'm serious. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
No, that was a fantastic segment, Kevin, but I hate callers that suck up to the host. Guilty as charged. My mom's maiden name is Osuna. My grandfather, I can't remember, Pacific Coast League or the Dodgers, they brought him up out of Mexico. He didn't live long enough to see his grandson pitch for the Dodgers and the Astros. His name was Al Osuna. He was a lefty.
Wow.
With the Bagwell Biggio team, and he went to Stanford and stuff, and we're called coconuts. We use the term illegal aliens, and we resent the acronym KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. I'm ex-Army. I can set up a skirmish line real quick.
And your point is
an invasion. Yes, I'm listening.
And your point is
hello. My point I'm just frustrated. I go to construction sites and they're all speaking Spanish. Now you have a right to do that, but they're taking jobs away from Americans, and it hurts me to see this. You know, there's a lot of open jobs now because of this, you know, this COVID thing and what they've done and what they've done to the value of the money. But the bottom line is they're being brought in to vote Democrat. This is the war within a war. We're being overrun. And, this Pravda network, shields for the demon rats.
Well, Frank, we have found that in years past, that probably was true. But right now, and by the way, I'm glad you called and I thank you. Simply put, we've got a lot of people that are on the sidelines and we got jobs that aren't being filled, which has nothing to do with illegal immigration or anything else other than this stupid $300 a week that the federal government is doling out. It's not about illegal immigration. I'm sorry. In years past, it probably was, but it isn't now. Stay where you are. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. And more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
As we come out of this pandemic, businesses need help. At the Vegas Chamber, we've partnered with Workforce Connections to make this happen.
These business hubs can help you find qualified candidates, build an effective hiring process, explore training options, and connect you to funding resources.
These resources are real and available to all businesses in Las Vegas.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at 2 major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Nickname guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back to your phone calls. In fact, tell you what, let's do is go to Clinical Carl. Close out the week on a high note. Carl, what's up, man?
Yeah, Kevin. Hi. How you doing? This might surprise you, but as far as the sentence goes with this Chevin trial and his sentence of 22 years, I feel the sentence is fairly correct. But there's one thing that bothers me, and it may surprise you hearing it come from me.
Yeah.
The man he killed, he shouldn't have done it. It was a terrible thing that happened to him. But I'm a little upset at them trying to make a hero out of him. The man was a criminal from way back, arrested 26 or 27 times. He was just being they were looking for him for holding up a woman with a gun, a pregnant woman. I mean, and they try to make a hero out of him, like Martin Luther King. They have statues to him. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous. The cop got what I think he deserved, and that should be the end of it. But to go on making a hero out of this man, to me, I can't understand it. I just can't understand it.
Well, and really, when you look at it, Derek Chauvin was 19 years on the job and was a model, at least what we're being told. He was kind of a model citizen, didn't get in a lot of trouble, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he has 17 complaints against him. So if you want to look that up, you'll see it's true. He wasn't the best cop, but he got, I think, what he deserved. I think he murdered him. He could have stopped doing what he was doing, but he didn't. But it just upsets me trying to make a hero out of this man who had a criminal record as long as your arm, you know. That upsets me. That upsets me.
Well, the deal is that we're going to have appeals, and this thing's going to be going on for a while, so it's not over. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Clinical Carl. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things that I know that the Golden Knights are going to be tackling over the course of the next couple of months, and that is the whole issue of what to do with this team, how to get more offense. How do you explain 0-for-15 on the power play? Mark Stone going 0-for-the-series. It's incredible. And granted, along with world peace, probably one of the things we care about is the Golden Knights. But the fact is, that was a dismal performance down the stretch, and at a time when a team needs to be peaking offensively, at least, we just didn't get the job done.